You're listening to Clock Radio Speakers with Armand and Doc. And now, Side B.
You asked me before if I think Harden's traveling.
Yes.
I remember a certain man named Patrick Ewing.
Okay.
Who used to take up residence on the block in the 90s and would take approximately 4 steps before taking a shot.
Sure.
So, like, players have been traveling forever.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's get that out of the way. This is not some get off my lawn, these newfangled kids are traveling. No.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
That being said, you know, I think there are lots of players who take a third step sometimes. What Harden's doing, I don't even understand what's happening.
I don't either. I need to see it in slow motion. I need somebody to explain it to me.
Even I think slow motion could be tricky. I mean, slow motion, I feel like, has almost ruined, like, catches in the NFL. Because you end up being like,
I don't even know what that is.
Stop it.
What's that?
Your team loses the Patriots and you get salty.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. That's funny.
Yeah, it might be a travel. I don't know. I don't really care that much. I don't know. I think that, like, officiating in the NBA is always incredibly subjective. Always has been. Always will be. Shaq used to get fouled 1,000 times a game. LeBron gets fouled way more and also way too often, which doesn't make any sense. Refs don't know what to do, right? You know, especially, like, it's the I'm going to drive to the hole and, like, I'm going to bang into somebody's and you're basically like, why isn't the ref calling anything? And it's like, well, because then this is going to turn into 2006 Miami against Dallas in the finals, and it's just way to the line. It's like nobody wants to watch that.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. And then your man the Greek Freak, I don't know, I think it's hard to tell with him, right? Because he's got really long legs, but I feel like he's traveling sometimes too. But hey,
it's so much so that they inside the NBA makes a weekly or bi-weekly skit out of that includes people often traveling, and they don't even catch everybody.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like I said, refs have been sort of ignoring what they want to ignore, or call what they want to call for forever.
Absolutely.
Right? Like, look, I grew up as a gigantic Michael Jordan 90s Bulls fan, like a lot of kids in the 90s, right? That was a push-off on Byron Scott. You know what I mean? Like, I can acknowledge that as an adult now, but, like, he shoved this dude out of the way, and we were all just like, yeah!
Right.
But let's talk NBA real quick. So have you been watching the playoffs at all?
Yes.
What is going on with your Cleveland Cavaliers?
Oladipo is just
it can't
like
be. Can't
out of his mind. I know. There's a few things.
They need it would help if they could make some threes, because if they're not going to hit threes, it's over. It's done. Because the whole idea is, well, LeBron's going to do monster numbers and we're going to surround him with shooters. But what right, happens when they finished. Right, but if they don't make shots, now you've just got LeBron surrounded by, and you realize, wait a minute, you're like, good God, is that J.R. Smith out there? You know, and you're like, you realize what's happening, and you're like, oh no.
Right.
Man. What happened to you, man, Tristan Thompson? I mean, is everybody that upset about the Chloe thing, or why is he not playing?
It's the Kardashian curse.
Oh my goodness. Because here's like, if they're not going to play him, and the shots aren't going to fall, so like, they can't just go, like, if they want to go big and just play the game of, like, we're putting LeBron at the 3, Kevin Love at the 4, Tristan at the 5, and we're just going to get every rebound possible. Like, they could try that. But if they're not going to try that, then they got to hit their shots. And if they don't do either, like, LeBron did, like, what, 40 and 12 or whatever it was?
No, he did, like, 30. I thought he had, like, 32.
Well, I thought it was – I don't know. I thought it was – hold up. LeBron. I thought he did crazy numbers. Am I crazy? This is exhilarating for people I know.
They're just yelling at us.
Oh, no. He only did 24. Never mind. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Why did I think he did more than that? But LeBron did 24, 10, and 12. He did a triple-double, and it didn't matter.
Yeah.
So, like, that's, I don't know. Oladipo, man. We all made fun of him in Oklahoma City.
Well, I mean, that's because you're not – if you're a guard, even if you're a point forward, you're not playing with Russell Westbrook. It's just not happening. It's just not happening.
He needs his own Ron Harper.
Yes.
Somebody who has no problem. Basically, what he needs is Roberson to be able to make at least 2 threes a game.
I was going
to
say, and that's not going to happen because Roberson is trash.
No, but, like, I mean, if Roberson played in the 90s, he would be Ron Harper.
No, don't disrespect Ron Harper like that.
Ron Harper after the injuries.
Don't do that.
Because in the 90s, okay, Roberson's a totally different player. Can't make a three. Who can make a three?
Roberson's a different player in the 90s because if the 90s, if he was around the 90s, he would be a towel boy.
No. Oh. 90s NBA is surprisingly not good.
It's not good.
It's really bad to watch. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's not
all good. Y'all need to know is that Reggie Miller was considered like...
Don't do that.
No. He is,
what are you doing?
He is don't one of my that. Least favorite players.
Don't
ever.
Do that. Don't
ever.
Do that. Yo, I'm looking at a Ron Harper jersey that's in like pristine condition for like almost $200 on eBay.
Ron Harper.
Ron Harper. Now, this is a Bulls jersey, mind you. His, his Clippers jersey is $300, but his Lakers jersey is $30.
I mean, you know. You can give me a black like 96 like Tony Kukoc jersey. I mean, you know.
Oh yeah, those are available.
Those are available.
Those are widely available. I know what I'm getting you for. When's your birthday?
I got you. Just passed it.
Oh right, it did. Okay, I got you.
No, it's all good. Don't worry about it.
Nope, I'll do it anyway. listen. Here's my thing with Cleveland. They can't lose to a team that has Lance Stephenson on it. They can't.
Who's the resident goon on Cleveland this year?
I can't think of his name. Isn't it he's a foreign player. He's a rookie.
Could they sacrifice J.R. Smith? Because you know J.R. would totally take out Lance for LeBron.
Would he?
You're like, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Lance has got to go.
Yeah, somebody has to clip his knee out or something.
Right. LeBron needs to wait for a ref to not pay attention and just like drop like the old man elbow like it's a pickup game.
Listen, this like Deshaun Stevenson, Lance Stevenson, and Draymond Green are the same player, and I hate all three of them. God. Deshaun Stevenson walks so Draymond Green could fly.
And now look at Lance Stevenson, back from the dead.
He's in the big three, right? They just announced their rosters today.
Ooh, Deshaun?
I'm sorry. Yeah, my bad. Yeah.
Lance Stephenson, first player to go right from the playoffs to the big three.
They'll be out in the first round. He'll have time.
Oh, I don't know, man. I mean, Cleveland can't get in too deep of a hole because I heard this on a podcast today. I thought it was a good point. Lance aside, Indiana is like it's a solid, like make as few mistakes as possible team. Like they can't get in too deep of a hole.
And I think when we had our NBA episode at the top of the year, I think Wes told us to watch out for Indiana this year, right?
I mean, I feel like he did. Shout out to him. Yeah, man, Lance. Oh God. All right. What other series have caught your eye?
I love the Miami Philly series.
Everybody loves that series.
Let's just stay out east.
Okay.
Philly is really interesting because I want them to make the Eastern Conference Finals. Just spoiler alert, I don't trust Toronto. I don't think Boston's going to make it either without Kyrie. With an Al Horford-led Celtics, like they're not making the finals. I would love to see Cleveland and Philly, and I have the strongest feeling that if that happens, that LeBron's not beating Philly. I would love to see like a Rockets-Philly finals. I don't know why. Just something different than what we're likely going to get. But Wade, your man D Wade went lights out last night.
Yeah, he got himself into shape
after not playing for half a season. That happens.
And he's a crafty veteran. Like Miami was always gonna
veteran.
Miami was always gonna have okay, we got you. We got punched in the mouth a little bit. Well, we're savvy. We're vets. Here you go. Try this.
We're savvy. It's true.
They threw some stuff at him, and you know it's a good learning experience for Simmons and everybody else. Man, I hope they get back to full strength for the season, for the series, because they're a different team. When why am I blanking on his name?
Who?
He's out right now. Oh, Embiid. When Embiid is out there, they're a different team. I mean, that's super obvious. I know, but like, no, really, like, I hope that they can, you know, because if they were to like do the thing where it's like overhyped young team that gets in the playoffs and, you know, can't quite make it all happen, and if they get knocked out early because Embiid's not playing, like, man, come on.
Yeah, I agree. Not after this particular season that they've had.
Right. Right, because the winner of this series goes to play the winner of Celtics Milwaukee.
Okay, yeah.
I have no idea how the Celtics are winning.
Yeah, that game yesterday was insane.
I have no clue. They are Yeah, it's like, no Kyrie, obviously no Hayward, Marcus Smart injured. they're doing it with some young guys, Al Horford, and basically Brad Stevens is a great coach.
Yeah.
So I'm not even a big Celtics. I'm the only person in New England who's not a big Celtics fan.
And that's why we're friends.
And but I got to give them credit. Like, they're making it work somehow. I mean, man, the Greek Freak is incredible. But like,
yes, he is.
I don't know why Milwaukee's not better, aside from they don't have good coaching or whatever. But like, they should be better.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Who do you got coming out of that series?
I want Milwaukee to win, so I'm going to pull for them.
I think Giannis has to have a big game. Like, he needs to have one of those, like, I'm the star games.
Yeah.
Like tonight or the next game or the game after. Like, they got it. He's got to have one of those games.
Yeah.
And then the other series out east is Toronto and DC. When did John Wall forget how to shoot a layup? Did I miss something? Did you watch that?
I did not see
it. Brutal. He lost the game for them.
Wow.
I know he hasn't played a ton like lately, but like, man, he just had no touch on layups. So he's just blowing past. He did hero ball.
Mm.
He was just like, no, I'm gonna drive down and.
These are CBS Sportsline projections. They're much tighter here. We got the
come on. Sorry, I'm pulling up. I'm trying to pull up a bracket, and then CBS Sports pretends that it's 2002. We're on MySpace, and we need audio to come on as you go on the website. Anyway, continue. I'm sorry.
No, it's just that, like, I was kind of disappointed in DC. I feel like those two teams are oddly enough, like, theoretically almost equally talented, but I think Toronto wins that, right?
Yeah, I give Toronto first round. Okay. Yep.
All right. Out west, what's your favorite series out west?
It's a tie between Thunder, Jazz, and Blazers, Pelicans.
Yeah, everybody loves Blazers, Pelicans.
Yep.
He's a monster, man.
I was gonna say, I really wish Boogie was healthy. I would love to see him and Davis in this playoff series.
Kind of, but like, in a way, it's kind of like, you know, their team makes more sense now. Like, him and Mirotić together, like, it means they play him at the. It means they play Anthony Davis at the five. Like, it just sort of like, I don't know. Like, I think it almost makes more sense in a way. I mean, I know that they have, like, there are moments where the two of them out there are incredible, but like, I don't know.
They were. I feel like they were just like gelling when Boogie got hurt.
That's true. But even still, I mean, Portland had an amazing year.
They did.
Like, Dame took it to a whole other level.
I think they have the best backcourt in the league.
They got my man Shabazz Napier coming off the bench.
Yeah, he got a lot of minutes in game one.
He all of a sudden he's looking like, oh right, like, I remember he used to be able to play ball. Remember him?
He was the guy that LeBron drafted right before he left.
Oh, man. But, you know, Anthony Davis looks unstoppable right now. Like, but also, like, the guards had a bad game. Like,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, Drew Holiday killed. Like, his defense was impeccable in game one. He was not letting Lillard do anything.
Yeah, we sound like pundits, right? Same opinion as everybody else, but like, I mean, that series is 6 or 7, right?
100%, absolutely.
And then you said Thunder Jazz.
Yep.
And that Thunder team drives me crazy.
They're so weird.
Well,
go ahead.
Russ is the super talented kid that nobody wanted to play pickup with. He would be miserable as a teammate. Mm. Miserable. And then Carmelo, I don't know what he is anymore. And then, but you know, Paul George is one of those weird, like, second tier superstars.
Mm-hmm.
Who he stepped it up. Like,
mm-hmm.
There's a reality where Oklahoma City starts putting it all together and goes deeper in the playoffs than anybody thought. And there's a scenario where they lose in this round, right?
Yeah.
They are a team where it's like all options on the table.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Utah, man. I mean, props to them, right? Lose Hayward. They got it. They did really good by drafting Mitchell and, you know, they're right back in it.
Yep. Yeah. Shout out to them for having a great year.
Who do you have winning that?
I got OKC.
Okay. And then we've got
the other two series.
I mean,
I love Minnesota. I love Minnesota on paper. I love them. But Houston is just on a different stratosphere right now.
Houston's on a different level. I'm starting to wonder, like, did Tibbs forget how to be a good coach, or did the league just figure out his defenses, or like, cause like you would think like the talent they have there, plus like, you know, now we've got, is this season 2 of Tibbs, right? Yes.
Yeah.
Two full season with Tibbs, like, How has he not figured out how to make Wiggins defend? I don't understand. Anyway, I would love to see, like, there's probably going to be like at least one monster Karl-Anthony Towns game this series, but I mean, Houston's winning that.
Yep.
And then the San Antonio Spurs. Oh man,
they're done.
You hate to see it go like this. What happened? What is Kawhi like?
I don't know. I heard during game one he was on Snapchat playing Fortnite. So yeah, he's out of here.
It's not like if he's all right. It's one thing injured, but like he doesn't come to the games.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. You think he's in the Spurs next year?
No. He shouldn't be on Jordan Brand either because they gave him some really ugly ones. They're like silver.
Did you see, I mean, they only offered him like $20 million over whatever number year, like a super low number.
Who's Nike or
Jordan Brand?
Yeah. Go to Adidas.
Well, you know. I mean, Golden State's winning that.
Four. Sweep.
Sweep.
Yep.
Does that give Curry enough time to come back for next round?
Yeah, 100%. He'll be back. Because Blazers and Pelicans are going 6-7.
Well, no, because they'll play the winner of OKC Jazz.
No, they don't.
Isn't OKC Jazz the 4-5?
Yeah.
Oh, right, they're the two. Hello.
Yeah, they're two seeds.
Blazers, Pelicans. Right. Yeah.
So they'll be fine.
Who do you think they want to play more, Blazers or Pelicans?
Blazers.
Dame always like picks his game up for playing against Steph, though.
He does, but they don't
want to see Davis. They want no part of Davis.
They want no part of AD. They have the Warriors have enough weapons to take out the Blazers. Lillard can score 50 points every game and they'll still win. Like KD can just take over. Pelicans, not so much.
Yeah, I mean the Pelicans. I'm not saying that they're more talented or that they should win, but Davis is a whole other problem.
Yeah, that series goes at least six, if not seven. And they when they play the Rockets in the finals, like they want to be at full strength.
They
want to
be fresh.
Yep.
They don't want a repeat of what happened to the year when OKC took them to seven and then they had to go seven. Right.
Yep. Absolutely.
So what are you looking forward to most this postseason?
Just a little small stories. Can LeBron get back to the finals for the eighth year in a row? Who in the East is going to take him out?
Hmm.
Do
you have an obvious pick for – you think Philly can take him out? Are they 1 year too early?
I think they'll be better next year, but I think they have enough this year. Like they could – it's not like overwhelming like Cleveland doesn't want to see Philly.
I don't think they want any part of Embiid – of a healthy Embiid.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like I think that Cleveland can beat them, but I don't think it's like if Philly wins, I'm not surprised.
Right.
It'll be a good series. But I agree, like no parts of Embiid. Tristan wants no smoke. Who's their other big guy?
Sarge.
Who? Cleveland?
Oh, I thought you meant Philly.
Oh.
Oh, Nance?
Yeah, he's not ready.
No.
He's good. He's not ready. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to – I really want to see Houston. I would love to see Houston and Philly in the finals. It would just be different. I would love to see it. Mm. I would love to see Giannis and Embiid in the second round. That would be dope.
Mm.
You
is
know,
that,
like this.
Is that the line? Is that – yeah, yeah. That would be what it is. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That would be super dope. I think Philly's too much for Milwaukee, but that matchup alone will be worth my time.
But yeah, because if it's Philly against the Celtics, I just
oof. Trash.
I don't know. I mean, actually, if you think about it, like Boston's got a they can throw Tatum and Brown at Simmons and try to play like good defense, and they've got. I mean, they've got. I think defensively they can match up, but I just don't know how they score.
Tatum.
Yeah, Tatum's good. And Jaylen Brown can defend.
Jaylen Brown.
They got the size. They can at least make Simmons work for it.
Yeah.
How long you think before LeBron tries to figure out how to sign with Philly so he can link up with his fellow clutch sports signee Ben Simmons?
I don't think he has to figure it out. I think they just got to do it if they're going to do it. And then it becomes Philly. Then it becomes Philly Golden State.
Oof.
Right. Does Philly want LeBron?
I mean, yes. Right. Okay. Right. Okay. I mean, although they want LeBron. I think the answer is yes. Right. I mean,
I feel like Ben Simmons becomes Kevin Love in that situation. He's the player. He's Chris Bosh. He's the guy who has to change his game the most. And LeBron's presence affects
him. Except LeBron loves Ben Simmons.
LeBron loves Chris Bosh.
Loves him. What if LeBron's like, hey, guess what? I'm turning myself into Chris Bosh. He's going to go to this new era of his career. I know, it's the dumbest thing.
It sounds great in theory. Sounds
good. Here's the problem. Ben Simmons can't shoot, so he can't become Chris Bosh.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I mean, I guess it's kind of an awkward fit, but I think you try to make it work.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, of course.
Right.
Of course.
The two of them try to figure out how can we both bring the ball up at the same time.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
He basically, like, he signs with Philly and he just sends a note to Ben Simmons. It's got a single card on it. He calls a single number on it. He calls a number. It's Ray Allen. It's like, oh, I'm your new shooting coach. LeBron just hired me. Get ready because you're going to do nothing but shoot threes all game.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I think, yeah.
All right, we good with NBA?
Yeah, we're good. We'll revisit this a little later.
Yeah, yeah. Like a couple weeks, maybe a month. Yeah,
we'll come back.
All right. You ready to talk about your girl, Nicki Minaj?
I'm ready to talk about Onika, yes.
We have two new singles.
Yes.
She sort of pulled a Drake a little bit, kind of, except not surprised, but like, here you go, two new singles. With Drake, it was one project. Here, it's just two separate singles, Barbie Tings, as the kids call it. And Chun-Li.
Yep.
Both produced by the same producer.
Yep.
Chevy Music.
She signed a producer.
She's getting some co-production credit on some of this too.
Mm-hmm. Because she's telling them, put that there, turn that up, move that over.
That little horn stab, I want you to make that go left and right sometimes.
Yep.
That's the Puff Daddy school of production.
100%.
I mean, you want to start with one song versus another? Let's start with Barbie Tings.
Let's start with Barbie Tings.
Barbie Tings. I don't under. you okay?
Sound like snow when you say
that. Inform. Yeah.
Oh boy.
Oh man, when we do a definitive 15 on 90s one hit wonders.
Woo! Oh boy.
Oh boy. Barbie Tings is okay. that's my expert opinion. I don't understand why she released both of these songs at the same time.
I do.
Okay, then maybe you should start because I need some help here. Because I'm not saying the Drake way has to be the Drake way, but like Drake was like, here's diplomatic immunity and here's God's plan.
Right. Two totally different. Right. All right.
And Nicki's like, here's Barbie Tings. And here's Chun-Li. And you're like, okay, well, one's better than the other.
Right.
But did we need both of them? That's right. Me. I mean, so when you listen to it, like, what is your takeaway?
Did she sign Ron Browse?
Why do you ask that?
Because Barbie Tings sounds, I can't say Tings. I just can't. It's like this record sounds like a New York record that she would perform at Summer Jam in 2008. The production.
It does sound like a New York City is back.
Yes. Yes.
Except and I just hear, I need Magic Johnson to say that the way he says the NBA is back.
The NBA is back. It's Ron Browse. It's Fred the Godson. It's Red Cafe. It's,
oh no.
Like, that's what this beat sounds like.
It's Ron Browse and the Street Sweeper All-Stars.
100%. Papoose is on this record. K-Slay screaming on this record. Yep. Saigon might be on this record.
Oh, Saigon.
I know. But yeah, I'm not crazy about this one.
Okay.
But yeah. Apparently, this is... It's amazing. Like, the first day, everybody was like, yes, this record. And this is the one that she's doing the video for. She put the teaser out and people were kind of whatever on Chun-Li. And now a few days later, Chun-Li's the far and away the favorite. I don't hear anything about Barbie Tings, but I hear a lot about Chun-Li.
Barbie Tings.
Barbie Tings.
Yeah, like Barbie Tings, yeah, you're right. It does totally sound like a New York City is back record. Chun-Li is a record where I would sort of expect that to be sort of the diplomatic immunity to her God's like to another song.
Yeah. I think that was the intent. I feel like Chun-Li was the street record.
Right.
But
right.
It's got a hook. The hook is catchier. Yeah.
It's got the beat is better, right?
The beat for what, Chun-Li?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure.
Okay. It's got a better beat. I kind of don't know why she didn't call it King Kong, because that seems to be, I don't know. Calling it Chun-Li, I was like, nah. But it's a better song. It's, is she spitting on this?
On Chun-Li?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
It's braggadocious, right? It's like she's not like lyrical miracle schmiracle.
I'm pulling it up.
You're like, we're gonna listen right now.
Yeah, we are. Actually,
you're like, it's my show.
Yeah, we just gonna do this.
Okay.
All right, where we at? Okay, let's go, Chun-Li. Should I take this beat and do a record called like M. Bison?
You know who's gonna rap on this is ASAP Rocky, and it's gonna be great. Like I'm going for a swim. Dunk on him now, swinging off the rim. Bitch ain't coming off the bench. While I'm coming off the court, fully drenched. Here goes some hater rain, get your thirst quenched. Style on him in this Burberry trench. Yeah. She still raps the same. Sometimes she falls back into that 2011 punchline rap.
Not falls back.
She lives in it.
Yeah, that's still her style.
She didn't grow out of that.
She did not. It's really apparent on Barbie. I think Barbie Teens might be lyrical schmiracle.
Mm.
I feel like it is.
I feel like both of these records were designed to be played in the background of a Puff Daddy Instagram story.
I'm sure he's danced to Chun-Li. Like, did I say that last week? Why are we watching people dance on social media? I came across a video of Martin Lawrence dancing on his birthday. Why do I need to see that?
Like, we did talk about this, but you don't like, you got a problem with happiness, joy?
No, I'm not. Don't do that to me. Don't do that. No, I have no problem with happiness. It's just like, it just looks like, all right, yo, we about to, like, that's the new, like, go viral for the day. Like, people go viral for the day. Like, let's record you dancing. Oh, look, it's Martin Lawrence dancing. Hey!
I mean, you just described Will Smith's social media strategy.
No, he also tells people good things are good and bad things are bad. He definitely has a lot of fake deep wisdom.
You let's just say we know where Jaden got it from.
100,000%.
Like father, like son.
So people were trying to tell me to listen to Icon like forever. And like I skimmed through it and I was like, And then I randomly heard the song on the radio and I was like, oh, this is kind of dope.
Yeah. I wouldn't go too much past to listen.
Yeah. Like he's one of those people. I don't need a full project from him. Like what is he? I don't want to listen to Jaden Smith talk for 45 minutes, for a half hour.
But one song you might.
Yeah, one song, sure.
Sure.
I can't. Okay, so... All right, so we like Chun-Li. We're not crazy about Barbie Teen.
Yeah, I think Chun-Li is good. I don't think it's amazing, but like, do you like when Nicki like gets on her rappity rap?
I mean, what else do I get? Starships?
Would I rather hear another Starship style record?
No, and I don't think she even wants to do Starship.
She doesn't, but like, and I get that, and I'm not trying to force her to do that, but she,
and
she
again,
lived on that Monsterverse for a long time.
A long time. Absolutely.
And like, I don't know, like, I think her rapidy rap records are kind of mixed. I don't know if she has figured out she has a mixed record with making like sort of quote unquote smash singles without her going full pop, right? It happens, right. But she doesn't have the formula down.
Right. So like Anaconda is successful for her because the video was raunchy and it's Baby Got Back.
Right.
It has nothing to do with.
She completely stumbled into Truffle Butter.
Tough.
I know. I'm saying like it was a bonus record. It wasn't even supposed to be a single. They pushed a lot of other stuff. Like she stumbled into that.
Yeah. 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 So yeah, this needs to be a little more. She's kind of in that Beyonce category.
You know that was 3.5 years ago?
What, Truffle Butter?
That album, Pink Print.
Yeah. I mean, you can't do that anymore, can you?
When was that her last album?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
So do you think we get do you think these... So she did a thing where she released it on Thursday, which means she only got one day on the charts. So she debuted in the top 100, but like in the 90s, 80s and 90s. So like we'll have to see another week to see if she if these songs have legs, which I said on the show last week was kind of a dumb move. And I agree. I mean, I'll say it again. Like it's kind of a dumb move, but you know, okay, whatever. Like why not wait till Friday?
I think she just wanted a day to herself in retrospect because of the interview.
Right. So
the, inter- for the interview for a little bit overshadowed the records. Fortunately for her, I think after all that dust settled, the fact that Cardi didn't really respond to it publicly and actually prefaced it with, like, I don't have any beef with Nicki or whatever. Like, she took the high road and then it just kind of like dissipated. Fortunately for her, Chun-Li was still there. I think Chun-Li's getting a decent response. She's pretty much going to have to be naked in the Barbie Teens video.
I've read that these songs kind of pretty much came together like this month.
Interesting.
So I don't think these are necessarily representative of here's what my album is. I think these are a, hey, everybody, I'm still here.
Yeah, I think this is that's the hey, the album's coming. We talk about that all the time.
Sure.
Hey, the album's coming. I think when does she drop? She's got to drop in May.
She might.
She can't do this and then like disappear and do it again. The next time we see her needs to be the video.
You're not launching an album off these two songs. There's another record.
There's another record, but she has to go. The video's got to come out next week. And then the album's, yeah, she's got to put out another single maybe at the top of the month, like top maybe second week of May. And she's got to come out like Memorial Day weekend, no later than the first week of June.
Just claim that.
Yep.
Then maybe the Drake tour this summer is Drake and Nicki.
That would be interesting.
I wouldn't want to go to that.
I wouldn't want to go to that either. But that would be the Rihanna section of the Glow in the Dark tour.
Oh.
So like, I've talked about this at length on this show when I went to Glow in the Dark. Like, Rihanna wasn't Rihanna. So I think this was when SOS was out. Or no, this was Please Don't Stop the Music. So like,
Please Don't Stop the Music.
Yeah, that was that record. So like that, she was the bathroom break.
Bum. Bum, 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 bum,
yeah,
bum,
she was the bathroom bum, break bum. For sure. She yeah. came out, so it went Lupe, NERD, Rihanna, Kanye. So people kind of like took a break during her set for Kanye. Speaking of Rihanna, she teased something today.
Oh, yeah.
So people are saying, I really, really cryptic tweet. People are saying that it's her lingerie line. Other people are saying it's an album. So we'll see. So it's either.
That's 2018 in a nutshell. Could be lingerie, right. Could be an album. We'll right. see. Stay right. tuned next week on Clock Radio Speakers. That's funny. Speaking of Rihanna, actually, is there anything else you want to say about Nicki?
No, but I don't think that she fumbled through this week. I'll say that just definitively. I think she came out of this week pretty good. I think for the most part, she got mostly positive feedback for what she did. I think people are waiting for more because she could have completely bombed these two singles. I don't think she did.
She could have bombed them. Right. I would say she didn't hit a home run, but she didn't bomb. So she's in the middle.
It was
maybe even a little bit more than middle.
It was a single she turned into a double.
That's pretty good.
She ran the bases really hard. And the throw to second base.
All right. The metaphor is breaking down. We're almost done this weekend. I don't think we got anything major. Real quick, did you get a chance to listen to the Tinashe album?
It's Tinashe.
It's Tinashe, and I'm going to say it every time. Fine, Tinashe. looks like
Tinashe. No, I didn't. I didn't get to listen to it, but you texted me this weekend.
Yeah.
You said it. What'd you say about it?
I don't. I just. She's always. She has Memphis Bleak-itis.
What is that?
She's one hit away. She is perpetually one hit away. And this album does not have the hit. That the Ty Dolla $ign French Montana record is not it. There are songs on here where I'm like, yeah, there's some good, you know, it's some good. Okay. And, you know, like, but she just is not putting it all together. And there's no big hit singles to anchor the album around. I just don't understand it. And like when she had the mixtape, was it Night Ride that came out like a year and a half ago?
Yeah, something like
that. They tried to push Company. Company is so dope.
Terrius
produces that, like that beat is crazy, but like there's just something like she is just not like connecting with people.
She's just not connected with people, and that's unfortunate because she kind of came in the game like people liked her. People liked 2-1. She's a pretty girl. I think she had a mixtape called like Black Something. I can't remember the name of it, but it got mostly positive reviews. Her album that had 2-1 on it, we reviewed it and we liked it.
Yeah, there was some records on there.
She had a record with ASAP that was dope, right?
I think so. Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. I don't know. She didn't do anything bad. There's no scandals. Like, there's nothing crazy attached to her. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know what it is about her, why she's not connected. But she's not. They gave her the Quavo stimulus package. They gave her the French stimulus package. And it's just not working.
And those, I mean, those, the Quavo and the Future record are both produced by Stargate. Like, they went with the, they threw pop money at it too.
Yeah. And I remember there was a point where she was like complaining, like, yo, my label's not supporting my music. And now to go from that to Quavo, Future, and Stargate, I'd say she has a label support.
It's just, it's unfortunate. It's not working. There's some good records on there too, though.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, check it out. But there's just, she's just missing the single, which is hard, right? I mean, you would think theoretically in the era of streaming, you don't need the single, right? But I think you don't need the single when you're the big artists, because you're Cardi B and your whole album charts on the top 100. But like, that's, or you're J. Cole, who's going to drop this album. But like, if you haven't already gotten to that level, you still need the single, because you're still fighting for people's attention, right? We haven't gotten to the point yet where streaming takes a like beloved album cut and turns it into a hit, really.
Right.
We haven't, we're not at that level yet.
With her or just in general?
In general, that doesn't really happen.
You don't think so?
Does it?
I would say so. I mean, we just talked about Truffle Butter.
I don't know. I guess. I mean, yeah, Truffle Butter. You mean a record with Drake and Lil Wayne on it?
It wasn't a single, though. It was an album cut.
It wasn't a single.
And
it also,
I mean, it wasn't an album cut, but then if we're talking about Wayne, Drake, and Nicki, then what was the Wayne, Drake, and Nicki record that she put out last year that did nothing?
I hear you. I'm just saying.
I think it's happened before, though. I think album cuts have caught. Again, like, this is what you do as an artist. Like, you have your singles, and then, of course, on the album, you have singles that you want to push, and then you kind of let... It's the good thing about social media. It's like real-time analytics. So you see what records people are liking. You see what records people are streaming consistently. And now you're like, hey, we can do something with I Like It.
Oh,
I
don't know if that... They need to, that video needs to be in the works right now.
Absolutely. That needs to be out, like, by no later than Memorial Day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, that needs to be out by Memorial Day, for sure. So, I mean, like... Yeah, like, yeah, I think, like, that's, yeah. I think that's the plan. I think that's the plan that you know, labels do with artists. You see, we did it with Even If I Lose. What I picked to be the single, like, people didn't pick that to be the single. People picked other singles to be the single that I didn't even consider to be a single. So, just happens, man.
All right, man, anything else you want to talk about this week? You got anything to announce? You got some events, right? You want to plug them real quick?
Yeah, just... Yep, this Sunday, register at ArmandWakeUp.com, Even If I Lose Experience, number 2, which is So Help Me God. So that is for men only. Thank you to the women who have registered. I will be letting you know that you can't attend this Sunday, but we will be doing a part 2 in May that we're setting up. So we'll just hold your reservations for that. Also, Friday the 27th. The album release concert is happening. Video premieres, merch, CDs, surprise guests. It's at Longstreet, 300 East Longstreet. $10 to get in. All proceeds from the door will go towards Advanced Church Columbus's missions trip to Guadalajara, Mexico. Also, a percentage of the merch and the CDs will be going towards that effort as well. And yeah, I feel like rapping, so I think you'll hear some rapping from me soon. So... Yeah.
All right, man. Well, as always, everybody, thank you for listening to this week's Clock Radio Speakers. Hit us up at CRS Podcast. Let us know what you think. And other than that, we will be back. I'm sure we'll be back next week to talk about you, man, J. Cole.
Do it.